Hi, welcome back to another episode of SC Student Loan Speaks. I am Destrae Capers, the Director of Marketing and Outreach for South Carolina Student Loan. And who do I have with me today?
I am Jonathan Rose, the Outreach Manager for South Carolina Student Loan Corporation. Very glad to be here today.
Awesome. So again, Jonathan is one of our three outreach managers that covers the state. What territory?
I'm the upstate. I do a lot with Greenville, Spartanburg, and the surrounding areas in the upstate.
Awesome. So you've probably already seen his face in that area, providing lots of educational experiences for those seeking to figure out how to pay for college. And today's topic is probably one of my favorite. How about you?
Mine as well.
Okay. We are talking all things scholarships.
Yes. This is one of the topics. I know we're South Carolina Student Loan Corporation, but anyone that knows me, when I'm out talking, scholarships is one of the hot topics that I definitely want to make sure that I highlight, especially when I'm talking to parents. Scholarships is one of those things where a lot of people don't apply. You know, there's thousands and thousands of dollars out there, millions of dollars and thousands of scholarships that students can apply for, but I try to kind of push the parents to make sure, because you're talking to 16, 17, 18 year olds that's trying to have them write an essay to be able to supply for some of those scholarships. So it could be a challenge for students, but I also push them to make sure that they apply, because that's extra money in their pockets to help them pay for college.
Well, hopefully it'll fall into their pockets.
Yes,
right?
That's what we want.
So of course we've seen the students on social media be surrounded by all their acceptances and the millions of dollars that they've received in scholarships, but it does take some work, as you mentioned, in order to be awarded. And so there are a lot of different ways to get scholarships, and so we're going to dive into some of that today. You know, you have your academic scholarships that you get because of how well you did academically in school. You have sports and athletics. You have music. You have so many different ways to get scholarships, but those are some of the main ways that people think about getting scholarships.
And that's a good point, because most people think that way. Academic, if my grades are really good, I'm going to get an academic scholarship. If I play sports, athletic scholarship. But there are other scholarships that you can be applying for, religious scholarships. Mm-hmm. There are ethnic scholarships. Mm-hmm. There are scholarships that you can look at based on your major. So there are a lot of scholarships that you should be looking at, especially when you're in that junior, senior year of high school. Mm-hmm. But also don't stop. This is a great time, especially when you start college, to also keep applying, because there are a lot of scholarships out there, even when you actually have started college.
So I was going to say, I was at a high school and they had a scholarship board, and many of our high schools actually have scholarship boards. And once you get to college, your financial aid office and probably some of your student success centers will have access to scholarships as well.
That's correct.
But as you were mentioning, there's a lot of different ways for you to look for scholarships aside from some of those main buckets that are traditionally thought of. And I was looking at their scholarship board, and guess what I saw? This one's probably going to be interesting to you, because I know this is a hobby of yours, a golf scholarship.
Yes.
And it wasn't, you didn't need to necessarily compete with your school for golf. They were like, hey, if you go to putt-putt, we have money for you. And so your hobbies can lead to scholarships as well.
I agree.
That a lot of students and families don't realize. So I'm a big fan of doing the research. So even though your junior, senior year of high school is a great time to start applying for scholarships, but do the recognizance ahead of time. Do your research ahead of time. So that way, if you're missing one of the requirements, you now have some time to get that leadership, to get that community service, to get whatever that missing link is to make you more competitive for your scholarships.
And another great thing to actually think about is, some students have a hiccup of, how do I start, you know, applying for scholarships? And one of those things are writing that essay, because a lot of those students love to do the ones where it's a giveaway, they put their emails, but having students understand, what do I need to write when I write this essay? Write about some of your goals, write about things that you've done, community service you may not have thought about that you have done when you were younger. What are you doing now? What are your future goals? How would this scholarship benefit me in the future while I'm in college? So that's some of the things I guarantee, once students start writing, it will become a paragraph, it will become a great essay to be able to submit to those scholarships and earn extra money. Because I always say, $5,000 in scholarships, that means you don't have to necessarily have to take $5,000 in student loans. So that's a whole different topic there. But it's something that is like a snowball effect. Once a student receives one, it's like, you know, I can have the motivation to keep applying for others.
Yeah, I think you pointed out something that's important that I just want to highlight. And that is, thinking about your goals and your future. You can't just be so focused on your academics and have that 4.0 or the 6.0 or whatever scale we're on now. You have to be a well-rounded student, and that doesn't just start your junior and senior year. You can start as early as elementary and middle school to build up a beautiful scholarship resume, is what I like to call it, so that you can actually be super competitive when it comes to scholarships. So we know the importance.
Yeah, we could talk about scholarships all day. I mean,
we know the importance of completing it. It's just another bucket of funding to help you pay for college.
Agreed.
And it's one that I think is pushed a lot, but how to do it is not discussed a lot. So I want to talk a little bit about the timing. So say I have a senior in high school and they are actually applying for scholarships. What's the peak time frame throughout their senior year for them to be looking for scholarships? Meaning, is this the best time to be looking for scholarships?
Yes. I mean, we have a great link on our website, SouthCarolinaStudentLoan.org, which gives you our College Planning Center. That gives you thousands of scholarships to tell you what those deadlines are. Scholarships are running all year round. So if you have a senior, I would definitely be looking at some of the things that are out there, especially if you kind of know exactly what school they're going to be going to, what degree program they want to be going to. So this is a great time to actually start applying and extend that to the fall and towards the spring. I would always say scholarships are something like a lottery. If you apply for 20, you might be eligible for 10. So you want to apply for it as much as you can to be able to know exactly what funding is out there for you throughout the school year.
Yeah. So I would say what I have found is that there's this sweet spot of scholarship timing. So when students are in the fall and they're looking forward to applying to colleges, absolutely. Apply to your colleges, because if you get a scholarship and they don't have a college to send it to, you end up with another situation. Mm-hmm. So definitely look at applying to your colleges in the fall, but it's the sweet spot between like October and April that I found over the years where there are a decent amount of first-time freshman scholarships that are available, as well as some institutional scholarships that are available as well. And it's helpful to start looking your junior year so that you know how to prepare for your senior year.
Totally agree.
So you don't feel the pressure of writing that essay for admissions and writing an essay for your scholarships.
Yes.
Can you tweak that essay for your admissions to help with the scholarship? Or can you start doing some of that prep work over the summer so that you don't feel all of the pressure of admissions, and then you have financial aid, and then you have all of the things happening at the school socially that you want to participate in. Homecoming.
Yeah, they have prom. And
senior year is packed full of stuff. So what we want to do is help you all navigate that in a way that you can manage all of that. Hopefully not within one academic year, but start doing some of that preliminary work in advance.
And that's beneficial for students as well. So that's a really good point.
All right. So we've kind of hinted on this a little bit, the private scholarships versus your institutional scholarships, right? And you mentioned that we have a college planning center on our website.
Yeah, we do.
That actually has the institutional scholarships listed, and then we also have that database. So can you talk a little bit about the institutional scholarships?
Yes, and just in addition to that, we have where it talks about all of the grants we actually, and we'll talk about that, but specifically the institutional scholarships on our link, the College Planning Center. It gives you every college in South Carolina. Their landing page for scholarships, it takes you directly to their page. So say that you're attending University of South Carolina, where we do a lot of orientations there. If you want to look at the scholarship they actually have, and they have thousands of scholarships there, departmental scholarships, you can actually be able to go to their scholarship page and be able to look at scholarship that you actually are available for. Also, which most students don't qualify, don't apply for, is the private scholarships. And those are the ones that I try to instruct students, look at some of those scholarships, because at the end of the day, you never know what you're eligible for until you actually apply. So you can go on, again, look at scholarships from, you know, ethnicity, for religion, your background. It just gives you a lot of criteria to be able to know exactly what you qualify for. And again, thousands of scholarships that you can actually apply for that way.
Yes, so when we say private, we are talking about, this is funding that's coming from community-based organizations, mm-hmm. businesses that have scholarships that they have created to help either students in certain majors, or as Jonathan was saying, because of your religious affiliation, your ethnic background, so many different qualifications there. So when you go to our website and you click on that private scholarship database, those are not our scholarships. Those are actually scholarships that are fed into that database, and you can see the deadline.
Mm-hmm.
Which is important.
Very important.
You can see some of the criteria, a basic description of what the scholarship is. But I think more importantly, you get to see if it's renewable or not. So
that's a great point.
Yeah. So let's talk about that renewal. Like some scholarships have renewal connected to it, and others automatic renewal connected mm-hmm. to it, and others are just a one-time scholarship.
Yeah, a lot of those, and that's a great point, because some students may think they get a $5,000 scholarship, they may can get that over the 4 years. No, you may have to apply. If you get that scholarship your freshman year, you may have to apply your sophomore year. Mm-hmm. Some that, you know, is reoccurring where you actually can get that freshman year, sophomore year, those type of things. So it's very valuable to be able to go to their website as well to know exactly what you need to actually be qualified to actually apply for that scholarship.
Exactly. Because you need to know if it's renewable or not, because if it's not, that means that you need to do some work.
Yes.
Either to reapply if they have their program set up to where someone can receive it, even though it's not an auto renewal. Do you need to apply again?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it just a one time?
Yeah.
Right. So if you know you got $5,000 your freshman year, and then that money is not guaranteed your sophomore year, you know that you need to find some additional funding to help with that missing $5,000 scholarship. And so that's something that I feel like a lot of students overlook. They assume that the money will be there, or they assume that they will have the eligibility requirements to keep it if it is renewable.
Really good point.
So our state scholarship, so Life and Palmetto Fellows, they have criteria that you have to maintain in order to get it your next year. And a lot of students end up losing it their freshman year because they don't have the additional criteria.
And we didn't talk about that, but that's that's a really, really good point, because a lot of students, you know, they are eligible for a Palmetto Fellow. And I talk to a lot of students. If you're getting Palmetto Fellows, kudos to you. Any scholarship based on the state scholarships. But also what I tell a lot of parents, a lot of students, when you're looking at colleges and you are eligible for any of these state scholarships, please look in state before you look out of state, because you're absolutely leaving money on the table mm-hmm. That you can otherwise have that can kind of decrease your cost of attendance when attending that college. So just something to kind of look at as well.
Now, we don't want to leave no money on the table if we
not
can help it. Now, I've always said, follow the money.
Yes.
Follow the money. If it makes sense, because the out-of-state school is actually offering you money that will continue all 2 or 4 years, however long your program mm-hmm. is, absolutely go for it. But don't leave your in-school options on the table as well.
Not at all.
Yeah. All right. So we talked about where to find some scholarships on our website. Mm-hmm. What are some other places that we can, and we'll link it down in the show notes, but where are some other places that students can find scholarships?
I mean, there are several scholarships. FastWeb is a great link that students can go on to be able to sign up. We have the CCCF with the mm-hmm. Central Carolina Community Foundation mm-hmm. that offers grants and scholarships specifically for local communities in mm-hmm. South Carolina. So they have one for the upstate, have one for Central Carolina, like the Midlands area, and they also have it for the Lowcountry. So we do have those links that we can actually give you as well. But again, look at those local scholarships and community-based scholarships. Those are the one a lot of people do qualify for. Mm-hmm. And again, something like one that's big in South Carolina is the Meeting Street Scholarship. Mm-hmm. A lot of students receive that. And again, if you are attending a school where you got, you know, academic scholarships and your grades are looking really good, you don't have to pay any money out of pocket. But again, we are South Carolina student loan, and we will be able to help you if you have any out-of-pocket costs to be able to cover some of your balances after that.
Yeah. Another great website that I like that we'll share as well is goingmary.com.
Yes.
What I like about that one as a parent It will allow your parent and your school counselor to also track to see what scholarships you've matched with based upon the criteria that you've put in, as well as seeing if you've applied, if something's coming that's going to be due. Right. It gives the student, it gives you a little extra support as you have a very busy senior year, if this is truly your senior
year. And can I make one last point? You touched on it a little bit earlier. Most counselors on their school page have scholarship links on their page. So I would advise students and parents, go on your school's website, because most, you know, high school counselors do have links on there that you can actually apply for scholarship that way.
Yeah. So as we wrap up, Jonathan, what is one piece of advice that you would tell 18-year-old Jonathan as he's preparing to pay for college related to scholarships?
Apply. I mean, honestly, it's apply, because sometimes for 17, 18-year-olds, juniors, and seniors, it's out of sight, out of mind. They don't necessarily think about some of those things as far as costs and all of that. But at the end of the day, it's scholarships out there. So I would go back and tell the young Jonathan, you know, apply for scholarships, because some of the things that you've done, you know, community service, volunteering, some of those things could lead to scholarships that could have actually, you know, help you pay for college, where you don't necessarily have to, you know, take out student loans. But if you do, again, South Carolina student loan is here to be able to assist with that. But again, first thing is, you miss 100 shots that you don't take. So always get out there and apply for those scholarships.
Well, you heard it from Jonathan Rhodes, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
There you go.
There's opportunities, even if you miss what I would call scholarship season for this upcoming school year, still do your research so that you can be prepared for next year's application season, and visit our website, scstudentloan.org. At the top, you'll see College Planning Center, and it'll take you to our scholarships and grants page that will allow you to start looking at some of those opportunities. But there are still scholarships that still have deadlines.
Yes.
So you still want to do some research right now and see what's available out there that may be able to help you with your upcoming bill in the fall. Jonathan, thank you for being with us today.
Absolute pleasure. Pleasure is all.
Awesome. We'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you.